Keep It Locked for Border 04, an audio tour of Europe's eastern edge. Stories and sounds of the unstoppable movement of people across the borders of Serbia, Romania, and the Ukraine. Of campaigns for legalization, workers' rights, and freedom in the midst of countries ravaged by 15 years of structural adjustment and war. CKLN was there, and we're bringing it to you for the next half hour. Hey there. In this installment of this series of programs, I'm going to be looking at some points in the complex web of migration prisons and open refugee camps that span the European landscapes. And the audio for this program and for all the programs in this series was collected this summer during a tour of the new borders of the European Union. The countries just outside the new borders, Serbia, Romania, and the Ukraine in particular. So in this program, I'm going to be looking specifically at Serbia, the former Yugoslavia. The web of prisons and camps, it's all but invisible to people who have status in the country where they live. But to those without status, it's experienced as very cruel and arbitrary. The former Yugoslavia is still suffering the fallout of the war and strife that led to massive displacement of ethnic minorities from one area to another. Hundreds of thousands of people remain displaced, living a life of insecurity and uncertainty. And I'm going to try and break down what's happened in the last 15 years pretty quickly. Between the Second World War and 1995, Yugoslavia was a federation of many ethnic groups regions and republics united under one central socialist government. By the early 1990s, however, separatist movements in many of the different regions, including Croatia, Bosnia, and Kosovo, had popular support. And they also enjoyed the backing of Germany and the United States, which were eager to see another socialist country, Yugoslavia, crumble into pieces. In 1991, Slovenia was able to break away and become an independent state. Yugoslavia, however, was less willing to see Croatia and Bosnia separate, in part because both republics had large Serbian minorities. By 1995, both Bosnia-Herzegovina and Croatia were recognized as independent states by the United Nations, but this development had a tremendous human cost. Croatia had expelled most of the Serbs living within its territory, about 10% of its population. And Bosnia suffered years of fighting that led to the deaths of thousands and the displacement of 1 million people. Conflict erupted a year later, 1996, in Kosovo, a region in the south of Yugoslavia populated mainly by ethnic Albanians. As guerrilla war broke out between Serbia police and military and the U.S.-backed Kosovo Liberation Army, civilians fled the region by the tens of thousands, or were forced to leave, in some cases, by Serbian forces. Serbia backed off only after NATO bombed the country for 78 days in 1999. Among those who fled, both before and after the bombing campaign, were over 200,000 Serb and Roma people who had been living in Kosovo. Most of them have never been able to return to their homes to this day. We met a group of these displaced people in a sort of refugee camp called a collective center in the mountains outside of Belgrade. The center itself is in an old psychiatric hospital, complete with barred windows and high gates. As our group entered the camp on a very damp and chilly evening, we were surrounded by people wanting to tell their stories and to ask for help.
After 2 years, we traveled Tak šta više 6. septembra 2002. godine otišli smo lično ja i ovaj gospodin Pera, išli smo do Surečke općine i još jedan naš selo, kao navodno da idemo da vidimo u selo naše Mušutuške, tako su nam rekli. Međutim, nismo mogli da stignemo do sela našeg, nego smo otišli samo do Surečke.
So we never came to our, since 5 years we didn't have any possibility to return to see our houses because we cannot enter to go there. So what is really bothering us is to go there to see what's going on in our own houses. So the question is, could anyone help them to go back to see at least what's going on with their own houses that they left by force?
Onda smo išli prošle godine, 13. novembra, otišli smo tamo, kao navodno, idi pa vidi, bila je jedna grupica tako od nas, od 6 na 7, i obećali nam da idemo do kuće svoje, da vidimo, da pogledamo sve. Međutim, bila je pratnja, toliko je bilo vojske, toliko je bilo svega, i da smo doživjeli kamenovanje od tih naših seljaka, da niko nije uzet odgovornost ili je uzet, ne znamo to lično. E, međutim, sad mi to nas interesuje, da li od ove grupe neka...
Dobro, da samo ne može da se prevodi.
Da.
And then last 13th of November we went again to see with the like go and see what to see our houses again, and then we were there was a stone thrown on us.
Da se nam omogući da idemo da vidimo i da budemo u razgovoru sa tih naših komšija koji smo živjeli od vajkada, a da vidimo koji je taj spor, zašto mi ne možemo da otinemo do naših imanja tamo. Ako se to može da nam se omogući, da nam pomognete, hvala. Ne, onda brate, neka ga plate to imanje naše. Ne može to tako.
So they wanted to talk with their neighbors there, but it was not possible because they still have their ground, the properties there. And then he said, if it's not possible to talk, at least could they pay them the money for the ground,
the land,
the
field. Yeah. According to this man, the people in the camp are mainly coming from Suvavaka, a municipality in southern Kosovo. Of its 10,000 people, about 90% were Albanian and 10% Serb or Roma before the war. During the war, Serbian police killed as many as several hundred Albanians and expelled many, many more when the Albanians began to return under the protection of NATO's bombing campaign. The entire Serbian population of the region left. No Serbs have returned. These families, however, have not found more security within Serbia itself. Here's what some had to say about the conditions of the camp they've been living in since 1999.
Mi smo došli, radimo kako ko može, po dnevnice, danas radiš, sutra nema posao, prek sutra nema, a vidite da ovde nemamo ništa. Ja sam, pretpostavljamo, 8 članova porodice, a živim svega, jedna je sobica, 8 kvadrata.
So I'm with my family of 8 persons living in one room of this ex-hospital.
9 kvadrata, znači nas.
9 square meters. Square meters?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the room is, and I'm living with 8 persons in the room. So we don't have anything.
Toliko nas, znači, zapostavili ovde.
So they forgot us so much. We can go on Kosovo, here we don't have anything, so that's our position. So the state is not behind us, nobody is behind us, we cannot really continue like that. Is there any other thing that... Ili imaš neko da hoće nešto da kaže, ili neko da... Or someone to answer to this? I'm the single mother with 3 children.
I would like to ask you and thank you why you came.
Is there something concrete for us in your countries? Work? In your countries, if you could maybe organize some work for us. Because many people promised us so much. Because we were in the extreme emergency, because we came from Kosovo. But you see where we are. Just we had only the promises until now. So that's why I would like to ask you and to... to ask you, is there anything concrete that anyone could propose here?
Mi smo već prošlo je 5 godina kako smo raseljeni otuda sa Kosova i Metohije, opštine su Ereke.
Tako da since we are displaced here.
Tako da niko nam nije mogao omogućiti nikakvo zaposlenje naših ljudi po preduzeća, a faktički tamo svi su ljudi rati.
So now nobody could offer us any job here, ovde?
Ovde niko ne radi.
Nobody is employed here officially.
Dolazili su ljudi, obećali su da bar nekoga iz porodica zaposlije, niko, a znate kako je sad u Srbiji, da veoma je teško naći zaposlenje, a kamoli za nas koji ljudi nemaju ni krov na glavu, veoma se teško je.
Well, there is a general crisis here in Serbia, and for us is even worse. So nobody of us here has any employment or works.
Vi ste čuli i znamo i mi da je do skoro su uvek pričali da će raseljene ljude po kolektivnim centrima zatvarati kolektivne centre i isterati. Gde ćemo mi za ovde smo mi, imamo negde oko 50 male dece i oko 150 ljudi smo samo u ovom kampu smešteni.
So we really there is a politic now going on that they want to close all the collective center like this one, and we really don't know where to go because we are 50 of we have a 50 little children here and we are 120 adults, so really we don't know where to go after that.
Ja bih zamolio,
I would like to ask
da nam omogući ili da nam napravi.
Koga zamolio?
Neki krov nad glavom.
Koga zamolio?
Državu i
I would like to ask this state, NGOs, non-NGOs, I don't care, but to return us to our land or...
Ili da nas vrati Bor i Umnik tamo gde smo živjeli, da nam obezbedi sigurnost, da nam sredi kuće i da živimo onako kako smo...
So to return us where we lived, znači ili da vas tamo ostave ili da...
Da, da budemo bezbedni.
Or to make some conditions for us to live here.
Jer trenutno na Kosovu slušaju samo jednu stranu.
On Kosovo there is only one politics going on with only one side politics.
Njime se dogovaraju, mi idemo tamo.
We don't have any rights, we cannot even go there.
Obećavaju, ali ništa ne.
They promise, everyone promise, but there is nothing going on. Okay, hoćete vi sada isto neko od vas isto da kaže?
Ja bih se dovezla samo.
Okay, there is someone else.
Da znači potičemo svi iz iste opštine, to je
Marko. We are from the same community, Liljana said.
Znači sam supruga kidnapovanog.
I'm a wife of the kidnapped person, Slobodan Mitrović, of the same community.
1998. godine.
Who was kidnapped in 1988, so before bombardment.
To sam namerno naglasila. Postoje nevladne organizacije koje su došle.
Some NGOs coming from the West.
Koje pitam se samo zašto su došli i šta rade.
We are asking ourselves what they are doing and why they present themselves like dealing with refugee question.
Oni su došli u ovoj zemlji sa toliko sredstava.
Because they have a lot, big amounts of money and they came in our countries with this money.
Da li smatruju da je taj novac utrošen na špagete makarone koje su delili dve godine?
But I don't consider that this money was spent on this spaghetti and macaroni, which was the only help that we received during 2 years here.
A verujem da je za taj novac koji su utrošeni navodno, za to moglo svakome se napravi neki krov nad glavom.
But we consider that this money that they brought to our country could really be used for making some normal living conditions for the people who are living in the centers like this one.
A da ne pričamo o situaciji samohranih majki čiji su muževi kidnapovani.
So I will not even mention the condition of the single mothers like she is, of the kidnapped person.
Gde svi obušuju i jednostavno neće da čuju o tim
problemima. Where no one want to really make any status of those people and nobody want to take into consideration their reality.
Da, kao što je međunarodna zajednica, tako je i naša država.
So she's speaking about our state and also international community, the boat level.
Meni je žao što ljudi ovako žive, ali ovo je jedan način da možete da vidite.
So I really think that this is a way to see really the reality of one of the reality how the things are going on in this country.
A zamislite život nas koji smo u privatnim smeštajima, koji nismo imali čak mogućnosti ni ovako se smestimo.
So because she's coming from the private accommodation with her family, so she thinks and even think what about us who are not even in the collective center.
Nas totalno zaboravili.
So we are also completely forgotten.
Znači, mi se zaista sami o sebi brinemo.
So we are all self... We are just organizing our lives how we can. Self-organized.
A to je većina nas samohranih majke.
This is the most of the single mothers.
Koji pored gubitka tog domaćina porodice...
Which after losing the husband or anyone else in this kidnapped situation, we have the same problem of unemployment, and we don't have any roof.
And that was a recording from a collective center for internally displaced people, Serbs. From the region of Suvavica of Kosovo. And they've been living in this center since 1999. A report produced by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, produced in July 2004, says it's still not safe for Serbs to return to that area, that hostility against them is still very high. Also forced to leave Kosovo in 1999 were the minority Roma communities. Roma people are often known as gypsies, although the Roma reject this term as racist. Roma and their related communities face severe racism and discrimination throughout Europe. And here some men describe some of the problems they are facing.
So another case here is the Ismet.
Ja sam izbjegao ovaj sa porodicom iz Gračanice blizu Prištine.
I came from Gračanica near Priština in Kosovo.
Tu smo nas osmora.
We are eight of us.
I teško se snalazimo, plaćamo go.
We are really living in horrible conditions and we are paying some private accommodation.
Jako skupo.
Very expensive.
Ne znamo kako da se snalazimo.
We don't even know how to live, on how to really deal with the everyday problems.
Em je problem oko nedostatka para.
We have a lack of money.
Ali nekad recimo možeš i imati pare.
Sometimes you cannot, you have a money but you don't know where to go and to find really accommodation.
Evo recimo tražim praksu za pekara, to tromesečno.
So also another now level of problem is how to with the condition of Roma people, if they want even to go to school, like Ismet case, he want to be a baker, and he's trying to find everywhere around him some bakery to make some practical thing. And
idem recimo od pekare do pekare.
I go from one bakery to another, but when they see me, kad te vide, jel tako, to si rekao?
Da, je to zato što sam Rom ili...
When they see me, they just don't give me. Telefonom ti kažu da možeš.
Da, telefonom kad nazovem, onda me zovu na razgovor.
By phone they say it's okay. We need some people to learn. But when I come, when I present myself, there is no even possibility to be non-paid because they want just to learn how to make this bakery thing.
I stvarno ne znam. Ne znam kako ćemo.
I don't know how we will go on. I really don't know how to continue.
To je to.
This is it. Hoćeš ti isto i ovima prebijenim ovoj vašim.
Sam ja isto izbeglica.
I'm also a refugee from Kosovo.
Pobegao sam odatle.
I just ran away. Šta?
Pobegao sam odatle pretnjom Albanaca.
I just ran away under the Albanian menace. Come on, this menace. Threat?
Onda kad sam ovdje došao, naravno niko nije htio ni da nas primi.
When I came here, no one wanted to rent us anything.
jer nas je bilo sedmoro.
Because we have been seven in our family.
Dve nedelje po porodicama koji
se nalazi ovdje. Two weeks we spent trying to find a roof.
Dok smo našli neki stan koji
je... And then we found something and we have now two little rooms.
Tad smo se skupili sa babom, naravno nas je bilo 20-oro. Za posao naravno niko nije htio da nam da
posao. For the work, nobody wanted to give us the work.
Zato što kad ti čuje ime...
Because when they hear your name and when they see that you are gypsy, he say...
Onda isto tako
nedamo... They don't want to give the work. So also...
Od ovaj 1. maja...
First May this year, this is something special that he want to point out.
Neki Srbi postavili
some
su
Serbs around their suburb, because they are living in another part of Belgrade, they put it some affiche around their houses.
Da ako se ne iselimo do 6.
If
maja,
the gypsy population don't move from the one until the 6th of May, which is one big Orthodox fiesta.
I onda naravno zahvaljamo se Ivani koja nam je pomogla, jer smo otišli u neku humanitarnu organizaciju.
So they had some kind of really some people from their family were beaten in the parks by some Serb population or some skinheads or even we don't know whom. And this is a reality also what they are facing. It's another level of problems that they have.
Tako da skoro dan danas nismo slobodni po gradu.
So we are not really free in the towns, in this town where we live. Even when we go and when we walk and when they see us.
I kad bi neko da mogao da nam pomogne, da nam osigurava to,
so,
da se krećemo slobodno.
So what we are asking is in any country just free circulation. Even on the streets of any town, any country, he said.
Now, while the adults were discussing the challenges that they're facing, challenges to just survive and to find a future in these insecure and seemingly hopeless conditions, the children were entertaining themselves and singing just outside the gate of the old psychiatric prison where this refugee camp was situated. It was an eerie contrast. Now, in 2002, more than 32,000 people from the former Yugoslavia applied for asylum to other European countries, making them the largest single group of asylum seekers in Europe. Serb refugees are in Canada too, in fact, and so are Roma people coming from all over Europe. Visiting this collective center gave us some insight into the conditions which people are surviving day to day in the aftermath of the destruction of Yugoslavia. We learned why so many decide to leave for the West if they can, and also apparent is the profound sense of abandonment that these internally displaced people experience, that they feel with very good reason. You've been listening to Border 04. It's an audio tour of Europe's eastern edges. Interviews were recorded in July 2004 during the People's Global Action Conference in Belgrade, post-Yugoslavia. In the next program, I'm going to be sharing some stories of refugees from the Middle East in Asia and Asia as they cross through through the countries on the eastern edges of Europe to the European Union. If you have any comments or feedback on this series, give us a call at 416-595-5068. You can download copies from the internet very soon, or you can order from us. Check www.ckln.fm for the link. And thanks for listening.